Jewish people came to Central Europe, to Western Europe rather, to France and to Germany very early. Legend says that Jews were there even during the time of the Second Temple. But certainly the Jews came there when, together with the legions of Rome, who arrived to conquer what was then Gaul and to subjugate it and make it a Roman colony. The Jews came as adjuncts of the Roman conquerors, and the Jews remained there. The Jews settled in three main areas of France, and we're going to talk about that tonight. The first was Provence, which is the Roman, the Latin word for province, and that was an area that was colonized by the Romans. It is the area of France that is on the Mediterranean. It's the Riviera. It centers around what is today the port city of Marseille. The famous cities of Montpellier, Arles, Lunel, all of those famous French cities of the Provence had a sizable and large Jewish population. And the Jews came to Narbonne in at least the 3rd or 4th century. So that's how long ago Jews were in France, in Provence. And the Jews in Provence, there are still Jews in Provence today. But the height of Jewish life in Provence is, let us say, from the 10th century to the 14th century. The second area where the Jews lived at is the German Rhineland, the French Rhineland. It depends who's winning the war. The Jewish communities of the Rhineland flourished in the 9th and 10th centuries. And there were three main Jewish communities: Spires, Worms, and Mainz. They were called, they were called Kehilos Shum. Shum, Shin Vav Mem, in Hebrew means garlic. And it was a humorous play on words. The Shin stood for the Hebrew name for spires, which is Shapiro. Most people who are named Shapiro have ancestors that come from spires. And the Vav stood for Vermeise, which was the Jewish name for worms. Much more pleasant name than worms. And the Mem stood for Magenze, which was again the Jewish name for Mainz, the ancient community of Mainz. And there are people named Magenze, so again they trace their ancestry back to Jews who lived in that community. I know any Jews called Vermeise. I mean, they don't want to be called worms, but in the other areas, the other cities were well known, and they were great cities. I discussed with you on one of our previous lectures the Rabbeinu Gershom, Maor HaGolah, the great Rabbeinu Gershom, the man who banned polygamy, who was the father of Ashkenazic Jewry. He lived in the city of Mainz. And he was the rabbi and the head of the community there. So the Jews lived along the Rhine.